USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people died and 52 arrests were made as Stop the Steal protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Wednesday afternoon. Three deaths were from medical episodes and one was shot and killed by Capitol Police. The unarmed woman has been identified. Relatives confirm her as Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force veteran from San Diego, California. After the protesters' delay, Congress did certify the Electoral College win of Democrats Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, officially making them the next president and vice president of the United States. Democrats took control of the Senate on Wednesday with a pair of historic victories in Georgia's runoff elections. The Reverend Raphael Warnock defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler, and John Ossoff defeated David Perdue, who recently completed his first term as senator. Senator Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Democrats have gained control of the Senate, calling it a brand new day in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
How could protesters break security lines in Washington, D.C. Wednesday? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
As the U.S. Capitol was breached on Wednesday and demonstrators forced their way inside, many lawmakers and staff were evacuated. Pictures went viral of protesters inside the Capitol on the Senate floor. As far as why that was allowed, Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado tells Fox News,
I think the officers were told not to use lethal force unless they saw an armed person or lethal force was being used against them. And so when they are overwhelmed by tens of thousands of protesters coming through the U.S. Capitol, the decision not to use lethal force, I think, was a wise decision. We can repair the damage to the U.S. Capitol. We are not going to bring back lives, and I commend the police for their restraint.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Vice President Mike Pence, after Wednesday's takeover on Capitol Hill by Stop the Steal protesters.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts to defend this historic place. To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house. And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy. For even in the wake of unprecedented violence and vandalism at this Capitol.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.